Editor's note. Ms. Kelly writes in response to a previous letter titled Solution to North Bay's Homeless Problem. To the editor. In reading the letter submitted by Gaston Laforgue, I notice that the writer listed 468 jobs being available in North Bay. I have two questions. 1. Are they full-time, part-time, or temporary? 2. Are they minimum wage jobs? The reason I am asking is that with all that transpired in the last 3 years, there has been an increase in the number of people who are government employed, etc. who are able to work from home. And so were able to sell their homes in larger centers and come here and buy up homes, which in turn has driven the price of real estate up. In fact, to the point where at the time there were bidding wars. Along with this, privately owned rentals as well as other rental properties increased the rents significantly as there were now people in the area who could pay these rents. Bidding wars happened in this area also for a time. Every level of government and their employees have received raises over the last 3 years. However, the minimum wage has not gone up. It is now $15.50 and will be going up to $16.55 on October 1, 2023. This is by no means a living wage. I don't believe socialism is the answer, as I truly believe it is important for mental health and well-being that a person pay their own way and feel a sense of not only purpose but pride in doing so. A hand up, not a handout. I went to meet the candidates at the Elks Club prior to the municipal elections. Everyone talked about working on making affordable housing a priority. In looking around, I see homes going in on Trout Lake, Airport Road on both sides, Golf Course Road, Tower Drive, upscale condos on Lakeshore Drive, etc. And I can't see any of this being affordable for most. Then I hear about affordable housing being given to families of students who are from other countries, and I am thoroughly puzzled, as this almost sounds like they are a greater priority than the people who live here. People are being given $8,000 by the government to work up here. Just wondering if I am the only one finding this all very curious. I know people who love to sell their homes to simplify their lives despite physical limitations, etc. can't because of all this. Just saying. Patricia Kelly, North Bay.